This is Marilyn Carbon speaking. It is February 18, 1998. I'm going to interview Olive Jackson Whittier at her home in Littleton, New Hampshire. Okay. So, were you born in Bethlehem?
Yes.
Yeah.
Born in that house on Congress Street that we lived in so many years.
Yes, yes.
Both Eleanor and I were born in there.
Uh-huh. Had the family lived in another house before that? Or?
Yes. Lived up the street, two or three houses on the other side, and Luther was born up there.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And Milton and Alice were born in Littleton.
I see. Do you mind saying when you were born?
When I was born,
1915.
Okay. Pretty soon I'll be 83 years old.
Yeah. Well, you know what Babe Wysocki says. She says I'm as old as the country club. She's a little older than you are. She says, I'm as old as the country club and the town building. So, okay. Well, now your father owned the store, Jackson, L.M. Jackson and Son.
Right.
So your father's name was he Luther Myron? Was that his name?
His name was Luther Marvin.
Marvin.
And my father was named Luther Myron.
Oh, so your grandfather was L.M. Jackson,
yeah.
Right? Okay. Oh, all right.
My father was Myron Luther. Myron Luther.
Well, now I learned something. Because I thought L.M. Jackson and Son, I thought L.M. Jackson was your father.
No, it was my
grandfather. Good. Well, I'm glad to get that straight.
My father was the son.
Yes, I get it. Well, now, did you know your grandparents?
No, he died before I was born.
Yeah.
I knew my grandmother, but I didn't know my grandfather.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember much of anything about her? About your grandmother?
Oh, yeah, she was a wonderful person. Mm-hmm. So first they lived on Main Street. I think they call it now the Agassiz House or something like that on Main Street. It's right across from Camden's antique places. That is the big White House.
Oh. Oh, yes. Was it the Lang cottages? Was that?
They had a big house, and then in back was a little small house.
I know where you mean.
Yeah.
Yes, I can see it from from our house at the side there.
Yeah.
Did Lang's own that at one time?
Huh?
Did Lang's own that at one time?
Who?
Let's see. Lang,
Lang, Andrew Lang?
Andy Lang.
I don't know if he knows. He bought it years after mine.
Well, I mean, yes, later.
Yeah,
in later years. Yeah.
Grandmother moved up to the house on Congress Street.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Across from your father's house.
Mm-hmm.
My father bought that and my grandmother moved up there.
I see.
And then Minor Trudel lived downstairs.
Yes.
The apartment downstairs.
Yes.
Remember her.
I remember her.
Yeah.
And her sister, Mrs. Marchand.
What?
Mrs. Marchand, her sister.
Oh, yeah. Ida Marchand.
Ida, yeah. Were they related to you in any way?
No. Vina worked for my father since she was a young girl. Up until he sold the store.
Yeah.
And of course, Ida Marchand owned the hotel on Agassiz Street.
Oh. That's probably written down somewhere.
No, she didn't know.
Yeah.
No, she didn't know.
Yeah.
The other sister owned that. Ida came from Dover for Mass.
Oh, yes.
Her husband was a hotel dealer.
Well, do you know how long the Jackson family owned that store? I mean, just approximately.
Yeah, not on hand.
Yeah.
I got the deed somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, it started with your grandfather. Yeah.
Possibly about 1911 or 1912, somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then, did they sell it in the 50s?
I got those papers somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was just, you know, just to get an idea. I remember when young Phil Lister
bought it,
and that seems to me that it was in the 50s. When I was working for my dad in the 50s, at that time he had it.
Yeah. Well, that could be,
because
he's the one that bought it.
Yeah. So that would be, 50 years, I guess.
Yeah.
Approximately.
Well, I'd say so.
So, of course, I know the answers to some of these questions, but we need to get it onto the onto the table. What sorts of things did they sell in the store?
Well, when they bought it, they moved in there, they sold everything. They had the hardware, groceries, clothing. It was more or less a general store. They had everything in it.
Yes.
And I
remember the candy.
Yeah. So do I.
Yeah.
And I don't know if before they bought it or after they bought it, part of the store in the back was ice cream parlor.
Oh.
I think it must be where the post office was. I'm not sure, because I never remember it.
Yeah.
I heard them talking about it. It used to go right straight through, then they divided it off and the post office went in there.
I see. Yeah, right across, it was one whole store, was it?
The back was.
Oh, the back, okay.
Because the stairs going up to the back.
Yeah, that's right.
They had to go
up the other way.
It was all closed in. It was all open there.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, your family owned the whole building?
Yeah.
Yes. But and at some point, the post office went in there.
Yeah.
You know what I remember is the going to the post office during the war.
Yeah.
And everybody, two mails a day. We had congregated.
And at night they used to have to close the doors and lock them so people couldn't go in because they made it crowded on the floor.
That's right. Yeah. I remember that so well.
Now there
are apartments in that building.
Were there apartments?
They didn't have that in your day.
No. Well, when the apartments are now, used to be the storage place for cartons of food and things like that, flour and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And underneath where the apartments was the Bob Jolson's.
That's right. That's right, the paper.
Bob Jolson had his shop down there.
Yeah.
And the other side was, father used to store things from the hotels.
Oh, they'd rent out space to people so they could...
A lot of space in the down underneath. Yeah. They had to store mostly from the Sinclair Hotel.
Oh, now I
closed down
that.
The stuff that was left over was stored down there.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, that building has had such an interesting history.
Yeah.
And I think it's amazing that it's still there. And of course, that old story about the fifth floor being taken, put on, it used to have one more floor.
One more floor.
Yeah, and that was just to make the Sinclair people mad, to ruin their view or something.
That was long before my father
died. Oh, yes. But
I never saw a picture of it like that.
I'll look later. I'll look in. There might be a picture in one of these.
I saw a picture of it with
the other story.
The other story.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can find one. We'll see. But do you have any? Did you go to the store a lot? Did you play there? Did you work there? Yeah, you were there
a lot. In the last years, I worked there for my father for a long time.
Yeah.
Did the groceries list grocery things and deliver the groceries and things like that for a long time.
That's another thing. People don't deliver groceries very much anymore.
I know it.
Yes, and I can remember that. My mother would call up, what was it, 1-7-RING-2? Was that the number?
I think so.
1-7-RING-2.
Yeah.
And she'd give the list of groceries over the phone.
The first time when I was working, as soon as I got my license to drive, we used to go to the houses and get the order, come back and fill it and take it up.
Oh.
And after that, those that had a telephone, we called them and got the order and then took it up.
Oh, you called them? Mm. My goodness.
That was after I got my license.
Uh-huh. Wonderful. Were you the first one to do the delivery?
No.
No.
Oh, no. Yeah. I can't remember who else did it, but it was before.
The one I remember particularly was Frank Stella.
Yeah.
That was during the war, I guess, or maybe before.
He was in the war. He was in the service.
Yeah, so it must have been before the war, I guess.
Frank was in the service.
Yes.
But he worked at the post office after that. But after he worked with my father, he went to work in the post office, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I remember him working there, too. Yeah. Well, now, it must have made a difference between the summer and the winter. Did you sell different things in the summer than... Did you have more? Did you hire more people to work?
I don't remember that.
No.
I don't think so.
No.
I know that my father used to lend a lot. The people didn't work, they didn't have any money, so he used to trust them a lot.
Yes.
And
yes.
Half the time he never got the money back.
Right.
But that was his fault.
Well, it was during the Depression, I'll bet.
Yeah.
A lot of that happened. Yes. Let's talk about your dad. Now he was treasurer of the town.
Oh yes,
for many years.
Yes. He was town treasurer.
Mm-hmm.
My aunt was tax collector for a long time.
That's right. I wanted to bring her in. Her name was Elsie, right?
Yeah.
Elsie Jackson. Yeah. She also worked in the store too, didn't she? In the office.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She sure did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And
a lot of people were on welfare in the winter time here too. In the winter time.
Yes.
A lot of people were on welfare.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I got this. Here. I don't know if they want it up there or not, but that was given to my father.
Oh! February 3, 1965.
That's when they had the PTA there, too.
Yeah. Myron L. Jackson, it is with pride and pleasure that we selected Mr. Jackson to be the first citizen of Bethlehem to be honored on Founders Day. Through his patience and understanding, he has shown a sincere interest in the youth of our community. And it's got Polly Keach, PTA president, Bessie Coney, Doris McKenna, and Francis Clark, committee. Well, isn't that? Well, that's nice. Sis Brown did the...
Sis did that. Sis
did,
Brown.
She did the letters.
Did a beautiful job on it.
Certainly. I didn't know she did things like that. My goodness. In 1965, Bessie Coney would be quite old, wouldn't she? I have no idea how old, but, you know, growing up, I thought of her as an old lady all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Yes. Well, Lois said, you be sure and ask about, Olive about her father, because he was... Lois said to be sure to ask about your father because she seemed to think that he was quite a favorite with the children.
Well, he was very fond of the school kids.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't think he missed a basketball game.
Is that right? Oh, my.
One night, But I went up to the house and I said, what are you going to do next? I'm going to the ball game. I said, you know it's 25 below? He said, I'm going to the ball game.
Oh my goodness.
And he walked up from the house, he walked up to the ball game. And when before, he used to sometimes take up a case of orange soda or something like that for the kids to have afterwards.
Oh, for goodness.
I don't think he ever missed a ball game, basketball game.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
He was awful good to the kids.
He was also a bank director. I remember that, particularly because...
The savings bank.
Yes, he was on before my father was, I think, but...
Oh, yeah.
But they worked together
sometimes,
I remember. So he was really quite an outstanding citizen.
Hmm?
He was really quite an outstanding citizen.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he was very well liked. Everybody liked him, I think.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
Well, do you have any particular memories of growing up, funny stories or anything?
Well, I can't think of it too much. The only thing I can remember that nobody has ever mentioned, and I don't know if anybody remembers it but me.
Well, that's fine.
We had a fellow lived in town named Jimmy Carr. Has anybody ever mentioned him?
No.
He used to live in the town hall, in the town building.
Oh, really?
He had a room in the town building, and he also did some plowing around the streets and things like that. But he lived in the town building, more or less, to be a caretaker, I think, for the jails.
Mm.
It used to be the jail used to be underneath the...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's still there or not.
It's still, there is still a cell there.
And there used to be a room off from that that he had for his room.
Mm.
He lived right there.
For heaven's sake.
And the reason that I remember him so much is because when they had anybody in jail, of course, we had to feed him.
Yeah.
He used to go to the store and get stuff to make sandwiches for him.
Oh, sure.
He had to be sure that they were fed.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if anybody else, I was going to ask Babe one day if she remembered him, but I forgot to ask her. But there's somebody that's never been mentioned, and he lived there for a long, long time. In fact, I think he died there. I'm not sure.
It's funny, I hadn't heard. You'd have thought, well, you know, I bet my father probably told me about things and I forgot.
Oh, yes.
You know.
Oh, yes.
Because I'm sure he would have known about.
Oh, yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
The only one else I think would know about him would be George Tucker, but he...
Yeah. Yeah. His mind is probably a little...
I don't know.
I don't know for sure.
I don't know, but he... Yeah. Kind of a grumpy man.
Yeah.
Kind of,
yeah.
I think Babe should remember him.
Well, she probably would. She remembers a lot.
Oh, she...
Yeah.
Her memory is marvelous. She's got marvelous memory about different people.
Yeah, yeah. And Donna, too.
Yeah.
You know, they... I'd say, well, now I think so-and-so, and, oh, they'd be right there with the name of whatever it was, you know.
Yeah.
And, see, it's great. Oh, now, I understand you worked in the telephone office towards the end.
Yeah.
Yes.
A couple of years.
You were mentioned in this, your name was mentioned.
Yeah.
As one of the ones at the end, the last.
Yeah, Babe was the chief operator. And I only worked, I think, a couple of years before it came to stop.
Mm-hmm. Now, Sherry?
Huh?
Did Sherry Nelson Groby, did she work there?
Yes, what?
Sherry Nelson?
Oh, Sherry, yes.
Yeah, she worked there,
she
too.
She worked there,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. See, I didn't know that. At least I didn't remember it, but she mentioned it, that she and you had worked together.
Lita Sandberg worked there. Jenny Clark, very old.
Yes!
She worked there nights.
Uh-huh.
Irene worked there before I did. Sally and... before Babe took over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Do you remember, did you have any interesting experiences then?
No.
No? Except that it closed. I mean,
yeah. Nothing exciting happened that I remember.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, now, you were married to Charlie Whittier.
Right.
Yes. And now he had quite a career. He had quite a career.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. But do you want to talk about that? Or?
Well, not necessarily. He was in the, his representative first, then he was in Senate, then he was in Governor's Council.
Yes. Now, who was governor when he was on the council? Do you recall? I couldn't remember.
Lang,
Not Dwinnell.
Yeah, Dwinnell.
Dwinnell. Okay.
Lane
Dwinnell. Yes. Yes. He was a nice man.
Yes.
Yeah. He just passed away not too long ago.
Just a short while ago.
Short while ago. Yes. Yes.
When Charlie was down in the hospital down in Hanover, I saw Lane. I spoke to him. I don't think he knew who I was.
Yeah.
But, he was older than Charlie, I think.
Uh huh. Yeah. Well, he went to Lebanon High School, and my mother went. My mother and her two sisters and one of her brothers went to Lebanon High School too.
Okay.
So they knew each other, and of course, Lane's wife,
Did
Betty.
Did your mother know him well?
Yes, she knew him from high school days.
Yeah.
That's right. And so it's possible that he was even older than my mother. I forget which year each graduated.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
You know, but
I didn't know your mother had a brother.
No, she didn't have a brother.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Yes, she had two brothers. One was stayed on the farm and, you know, his whole life. Her other brother worked out in Ohio. He worked with automobiles. He was either a mechanic or a mechanical engineer. I don't know what you call him. And he went in the Air Force in the war. And he was over in Sicily and Africa and all around. And then he went back to Ohio after the war.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course then he retired and he lived in the South after that. And both, all her sisters and brothers are gone now, except for one sister who lives in Texas. That's the youngest one.
Is that the one who used to come up here?
Yes, she came up.
One of your sisters used to come up and visit your mother quite a lot.
Yes, she, as a matter of fact, when my sister was born, my Aunt Selma did come and stay with us for a while. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she's still living. She's 80. Well, she's about your age.
Oh,
she's 82
okay,
or 3
yeah.
or something like that.
Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm. My mother's family lived in Hanover Center.
Yeah.
They were dairy farmers.
Good
work. I don't wonder that you didn't know that she had a brother because I think, well, the one that was in the Army, he came and visited maybe once.
Yeah.
The whole time.
They weren't close.
No, and he lived at a distance, you know, so he didn't come east that much anyway, but he didn't visit a lot.
Yeah.
I think I only saw him maybe twice in my whole life.
Yeah. You should have quite a lot of history on the Turner family and the Noises.
Yeah,
They were quite famous in the town of Bethlehem.
Yes, yes. Oh, I have pictures and I have some things.
Because both aunts used to work in the library.
Well,
Esther and Gertrude both worked in the
library. I didn't know Gertrude worked in the library.
You didn't know?
No, I remember Esther.
Yeah, well, Esther worked steady, and Gertrude worked just, I guess, part-time when somebody couldn't work or something.
Oh, now see, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm learning so much. I'm learning an awful lot with doing this work, you know. Things I never knew.
Yeah.
And
they're awful nice people.
Yeah.
And your grandmother, Mrs. Norris, oh, she was a wonderful woman.
Yes, yes.
She was really, really good. Mm-hmm. Sweet as she could be, she often liked her home.
Yes, and she was smart. I mean, she could run that hotel.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think I could run a hotel.
And now, George Turner.
Her father. You mean?
Her father.
Her father, yeah.
We went up there one Halloween, and we were little tiny kids, and he served us cocoa.
Oh!
The only time I ever saw him. But he was an old, quite elderly man at that time. He served us all some cocoa.
He died in 1924.
Oh?
Yeah.
I know, I wasn't very old when he
Yeah.
Yeah. What a nice family.
Yes, I sometimes wondered if my father was trying to do all the things his grandfather did, although his grandfather was a selectman.
Oh.
And was also on the school board, I think. And my father never did either of those things.
Oh, yeah.
But he did quite a few of the others. I always wondered if he was trying to do the same things his grandfather did.
Yeah.
Now, you and Charlie took trips, I remember. You and Charlie took trips, I remember, when you went to Alaska.
We went to Alaska.
Yes.
We took that to give Chuck, when he graduated from high school, because graduation trip, we went to Alaska with him.
Uh-huh.
And then we went on a trip to Churchill. To see the bears, the polar bears, Tal and I went there.
Uh-huh.
And we also went another trip to California and went to National Yellowstone Park.
Oh, yes.
Places like that.
Yes.
Took a trip there. Uh-huh. Those were the only three trips that I really remember.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
But you had a camper, I remember.
Yeah.
You had a camper. Now, you have, there's Roger, and there's Charlie, Chuck,
yeah,
Chucky, and Irene. That's it.
Right?
No other children.
Huh?
No other children. That's
no, just the three.
The three, yeah. Now, does Chucky still live in Chicago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He comes every summer. He takes a week, sometimes 2 weeks off, without pay. He's come every year in the summertime.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now, does he have children? Yeah.
It's just one girl.
One girl.
A picture of Chuck and Kathy there.
Oh.
And Lori. The other one's Irene's son, Eddie, and his wife.
Oh. Okay. How many children does Irene?
Four.
Oh.
Two boys and two girls.
Oh. Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they have children, I presume.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, Eddie's only. Philip had a, Philip has a daughter.
Uh-huh.
He and his wife are separated. But Eddie and Marjorie have a son.
Uh-huh.
That's his picture, the big one there with the
white
sweater on.
Yeah. Now, where do they live?
They live in New York. And Jeanette lives in Vermont. Elizabeth lives in Nashville, New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're kind of spread around.
Yeah, all the way from here.
Yeah.
Except Philip, Philip wasn't that trailer there.
Oh, I see. I see.
Yeah.
Is that his car? That white car?
Huh?
That white car?
It's his car.
His car. Okay. Well, do you have any hobbies? You collect? Didn't Charlie? Wasn't Charlie interested in
musical?
Did he collect musical instruments or something? Yeah.
When we lived up Bethel on Congress Street, the kids would come in and they said it's a museum. It wasn't a house; it was a museum.
Oh.
We had more music boxes and musical things.
Oh, for heaven's sake! What happened to?
Well, we sold most of them before Charlie passed away.
Uh-huh.
And then I kept the jukebox. I kept a jukebox in the other room there, and the one music box I kept
Yes.
But the rest of the stuff was sold.
Uh-huh. So he go around and collect these shows and things, I suppose. Yeah. Yeah. I see you have bells.
Yeah.
There's a collection of bells
in
there.
Well, I used to collect them. I don't collect them anymore.
Uh-huh.
I had a lot more than that, but we had the art. I hadn't a place to put them.
Well, I know. That's what happens when you retire.
You live in a trailer. You live from a big house into a trailer. You don't have much room anymore.
That's right. Yeah.
But I kept that one. That's all.
Yeah. Well, even so, that's quite a collection.
Oh, yeah. There's enough there. But I sold quite a few of them, and I put them in the auction. I sold quite a few bells.
Yeah.
The big ones that I couldn't have any place in here, so
yes.
I sold them.
Yeah. Yeah. How was your family affected by the World War II?
Not too much.
Well, of course, the store must have been...
Luther was in the service.
Was he?
He was in the Panama.
Oh.
They were down in Panama.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, the rest of the girls.
Yes.
Didn't have much to do with it.
Uh-huh. But, of course, we were all affected by the rationing. Rationing, you know, food rationing, gas rationing.
Oh, yeah.
That must have affected the store.
Oh, I imagine it did, but I don't remember how much it affected.
Yeah.
It did some, because we had to cut stamps, paper stamps and things like that. Yeah.
Yes, it made a lot of paperwork.
Yeah.
A lot of extra work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I remember there was a lot of people in town.
Yes.
Because they could get here, but they couldn't, they had to stay because...
Yeah.
Of gas rationing.
That's right.
And I remember the movie theater was filled every night.
Okay.
I mean, well, they were good movies, but I think they would have gone anyway. Because, they couldn't go very many places, so they had to stay.
Do you remember Howard Salmon's wife has that antique place now?
Yes.
It used to be, Mr. Boston used to have candy kisses.
Oh, that was before my time. People have talked about that, but I don't remember.
And in back of his store used to be a theater.
Yes. I've heard talk about that, too. My father remembered that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He remembered that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can remember Mr. Boston and getting kisses in there.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Candy kisses. I used to watch him make them. Because my grandma lived right across the road.
Sure.
So we made a... Well, I don't remember the theater. I don't remember the theater at all, but I remember seeing him make the kisses.
Uh-huh. I don't get the impression that the theater lasted very long.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything. I knew it was done there, but I don't remember it. Done.
Yes. Yes. Now, You went to school in town, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, So, do you remember anything interesting about school?
No. I didn't like it.
Yeah. That's what you remember, huh?
Yeah. Of course, I graduated from high school.
Uh-huh. What year did you graduate?
33.
I was born in 32.
I went over to Epic. Well, when we moved up on Main Street there, how old you were, but your folks wanted to go away. A couple times I went down to...
Oh, did you?
Stay with you.
Is that right?
But the only thing, I never saw you.
Oh. Oh, you just sat there. I didn't wake up and cry, huh?
No. I was down there. Your mother said, don't go upstairs. Because she's asleep.
Uh-huh.
If you go upstairs, she might wake up.
Yes.
So you stay downstairs, but if you hear her crying, then you go up.
Yeah. Fortunately, I didn't cry. That I didn't know, but I must have been an infant. I must have been really tiny.
I don't know how small you were. I can't remember how old you were.
Yeah.
We was living up in the Hickey house, and you were living in the other house.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You couldn't. You must have been.
Maybe, but I don't remember. Well, of course, if I never saw you, I probably... I mean, if I never saw you doing that.
No.
I didn't know about it.
Your mother's very protective of you girls.
Yes, yes. Maybe somewhat too much, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Could be, but she's very protective.
Yeah, yeah. Did you, other than working at the store and working at the telephone office, did you have any other jobs in Bethlehem?
No.
Did you help... Well, did you help Charlie with his business, or? Of course,
no,
that might
I used
not.
To, I used to clean houses and things like that.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And two of them, they worked at the mink farm skinning meat.
Oh, yes. How did you like that?
Thinking job.
Yeah, I've heard tell about that.
Yeah.
But, do you remember, who did you clean house for? Do you remember, were there any interesting people that
Most of the Jewish people.
Uh-huh. Some.
I cleaned the Silversteins.
Oh, yeah.
And the millionaire people, the other people, but I cleaned for several different people.
Uh-huh.
And got, I think it was $2 an hour.
Uh-huh.
Like that. It wasn't very much pay for what work I did anyway.
Yes, yes. Yeah, Muriel Brown tells about, Muriel Jobin Brown, she tells about doing quite a lot of work at the Hill, I think it was the Hillcrest. One of the hotels near where
you
she
mean
lived.
You Siska?
No,
oh,
Muriel Jobin Brown. I don't want to say the wrong hotel, but it was the one of them down there by where she lived, down in the junction, And all she got out of it was a lunch, I think.
I wouldn't be surprised if some people did thought they did.
Yes.
When I was a kid, I used to work for Jewish people in the summertime, take care of the kids.
Oh, did you? Uh-huh.
The most they'd get would be 50 cents or something like that.
Yes.
And we stay with them all day long, practically.
All day.
Sometimes 50 cents. Maybe they'd give you a dollar once in a while. But never very much.
Well, of course, wages were lower anyway, but they took advantage, even so. Yeah. Well, now,
And the Cubans used to come here, too.
Yes, I wanted to ask you about that. Did you work for, or did you know them, or work for them?
I know two families. Because I worked for just two different families, take care of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I got pictures of one family, a boy and a girl, I took care of the most.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to laugh. They were supposed to be teaching them English. And this little boy, he kept saying a word over and over and over again to me. I didn't know what he was trying to tell me. So it was in the kitchen. They had a place up on Jellison's house, up on top of... the top of Concord, Jellison, owned that big house up there.
Mm-hmm.
And they were living in there, and I went in the kitchen and I said that word to one of the cooks there. Oh, she said, what's the matter? What's the matter? No, 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 no. I don't know what the word was. It was some word that wasn't supposed to be said. Anyway.
Yes. That's funny. Do you, some Cuban people rented...
The houses to Cubans.
The house across, where we live now, where I live. Didn't some Cuban people at times rent that house in the summer? Paul Hudson seems to remember that they were.
I don't remember. You mean Smith's house?
No, our house on Congress Street.
Congress Street.
Before my family ever
bought it. Yeah. Churchill lived there. Claire Churchill lived there.
In the house where...
And they rented to Cubans.
Uh-huh.
And the Dexters used to live. Who lives there now? They have an antique place there now.
Mm-hmm.
They had that house was rented to Cubans. Maplewood, almost all of Maplewood,
right,
rented to Cubans.
There were a lot of Cuban people there.
Kay Reed worked for several families down there. Mm-hmm. But there was quite a few in town, too, that rented to Cubans.
Mm-hmm. And I can remember some Cuban people at Turner's Tavern. Not a lot, but some. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. And then when the dam was putting in, we rented the house up on Cloud Street that I lived in last, on Ryder Marsha and Ryder.
Yes.
They rented that to Cuba, to Hibbert West the dam.
Oh, yes.
And Claire Johnson rented his house to people who worked in the dam. So other people, too, around town rented to them.
Mm-hmm. Now, that I wasn't aware of. What? I wonder what when that would be. Maybe that was before I was born.
No.
Oh, this is the other. This is the newest dam you're talking about.
Huh?
This is the Moore Dam. One that was built since I was born.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I don't think I knew that about. But of course, I was away a lot too. So.
The people my father rented to were very, very nice people, and his wife. And we kept track of them for a long time. And then one day somebody called me, don't know who called him now, and said that he had shot his wife.
Ooh.
And then killed himself.
Oh my. Gee. What a thing to call you up and tell you about, huh?
So I know. But we kept in touch with them for quite a while. Mm. I can't remember the name.
Yeah.
But
that reminds me, when I was a child, there was a rash of shootings in Bethlehem. Do you remember that? There were quite a number, there were several shootings, people killing themselves, suicides, There were several of those. I remember one was a Harvey boy, Bernard Harvey's son was one. Bernard Harvey's son. Bernard Harvey.
Oh, yeah.
His son.
Oh, yes.
But then there were others, too. You remember that?
I think John Johnston hung himself down by the pool. There used to be a lake down there.
Yes.
But I can't remember when it was.
Yeah.
It was pretty shown himself. And now the Harvey boy.
Yeah.
I still hear from his son and his wife, Keith. They write me every Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Are they down in North Carolina? Hmm? Are they down in North Carolina?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Floyd and Muriel Brown and Claire and Bruce are going down.
Yeah.
The end of this week, and they're going to...
Oh, they're going to Myrtle Beach?
They're going to the Outer Banks. And she's mentioned that they probably would see Keith. They're going different places.
They're in South Carolina.
Yes, I'm... Okay.
I think Keith
yes.
and Betty are in South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
I think they're in South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
Pinehurst.
Well, they're going to go there, too. They're going to go in both both states. She told me, and it kind of went by me,
Claire and Bruce are going with them?
Yes.
That's nice.
That's nice. Yeah. Have a little break.
Yeah.
Before I go, I want to look at the pictures. I was noticing this statue here that looks like an Eskimo.
Oh, yeah. Well, that, we looked at him up in Alaska.
Yes.
And Charlie Warren was so bad.
Yeah.
$300-$500.
Right.
So, I said, if you really want one that bad, it's going to bother you, you better buy it. And he said, no, he said, I just can't do it because
you'd run out of money before you got home, huh?
Yeah. We didn't have that much money to begin with.
Yeah, right.
So one time, we sold our place down in Lincoln to the Make Sugar place.
Uh-huh.
And they were going to sell this honey down there.
Uh-huh.
And so we were talking to the man, and we went over to the Maple Sugar place in St. Johnsbury, and this man was doing the dealing, and he had these in his office, a whole mess of them.
Oh.
But they're reproductions.
Mm-hmm.
It's awful heavy, but it's not authentic from Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
And Charlie saw it and he wanted it so bad.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy took so much off, so much, I don't remember, $100, something like that, off from the payment that was for the building. And so Charlie bought it home.
Mm. Well, it's nice. It's very...
very heavy.
Yes, but it's a very...
it's a good coffee.
Yeah,
it's a very good coffee, but it really is a coffee. It's not original from Alaska.
But you can still enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it reminds you of your trip.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good time up there. It's nice.
Yeah, I remember you stopped to see us.
Yeah, that's right. You had a big black dog.
Yes, yes. Was Chucky in the... Was either Charlie or Chucky in the...
He was in the Coast Guard.
Yeah. Barbershop... did either Charlie or Chucky sing Barbershop? Yes. My father had that. And I think he got it so that he could tape some things. And we have a couple of tapes that he made.
Oh, yeah.
His reminiscences. And,
oh, yeah. That's
nice. So I've made copies of them, and they, you know, we're going to give those to the Historical Association. Yeah. It's a nice little thing. You know, it's not a great big...
That's right.
It's nice. That it's,
your husband could take his sermon.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's true. But, yeah. Well, do you, of course you don't live in Bethlehem now, but do you think it's better now? Or did you like it better in the old days when there was the hotels and
Well, from what I see of Bethlehem now, I think it was better before.
You think it's better before? Yes, we've had kind of a rough time lately.
The last couple of years, it's a little bit better. It's been cleaned up a little bit better. Mm-hmm. But then for a while, it was terrible up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's getting, I think it's much better now than it was.
Yeah. There's some good things happening.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. But I kind of like the idea that it's more stable year-round. I mean, it isn't like, you know, thousands of people there in the summer and then hardly anybody there in the winter.
Know, that's right.
I like it a little more even.
Yeah. Now, another thing they must remember, or must bring something up about Churchill's Pond when they have ice.
Yes.
Have they got somebody in there to talk about that?
Well, I think it would be good to interview Sis.
Yeah.
And talk to her. Yeah.
They used to cut the ice for all the hotels and everything. Even my father used to buy ice for the whole winter.
Mm-hmm.
We had a place in the barn where it was all full of sawdust, and they used to put, I think, 2 loads of ice in there every year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And what about the store? At the store, did you buy ice to keep things?
No.
Okay.
I imagine we took the ice from there down to the store.
Oh, okay. All right.
We couldn't have used all that ice because that was a kind of big room that was packed full.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So my father remembered skating on that pond, too.
Oh, yes. We used to skate there in the wintertime.
Yeah.
All winter. Charlie's got some movies of some kids skating up there.
Uh-huh.
I gotta get after Chuck when he comes to take some of our movies and see if he can't put them on tape and then give them to the school.
Mm-hmm.
Because we got the whole that parade they had, that bicentennial parade, we got a lot of movies of it.
Oh, good. That would be great.
Yeah. And we got movies of some skating up with the Churchill's Pond.
Mm-hmm. There still is a small pond. There still is a pond there, a small one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how much skating is done now, but they have a bigger pond now in the middle of town.
They don't skate there anymore, I don't
Probably not, because there's a bigger pond, you know, there's a skating rink that they've made. Well, it's on the corner of Main Street and Agassiz. You know, it's a whole recreational complex there.
Where do the young fellows hold their meetings now?
They meet in the Methodist church downstairs.
Well, for heaven's sake.
In the kitchen.
Well, that's something.
Well, downstairs, anyway. Yeah, they...
Because they don't have a building church anymore.
That's right. That was kind of too bad, but they were getting taxed. You know, they were having to pay tax, and they don't make any, you know, they don't have that kind of money. And so they decided they better...
Well, that's a nice place, though. It's warm and everything nice.
Well, that's right. And they help out the church, you know. They'll buy some oil for them or... You know, they help out in different ways.
That's good.
Instead of paying rent, they do things to help out.
Well, that's good.
So they're going along.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Well, there's been you've seen a lot of changes. In Bethlehem. But then some things are quite a lot the same. I mean, if you drive through the town, you still know.
That's right.
It's still somewhat the same.
Well, when I get the courier, I just got the mail from this before you came, and I don't know any of the names in it anymore.
Well, that's true.
There
I don't
are
know.
Few people that I know in the town anymore.
Yeah. Well.
It's nice what you're doing and the rest of them, because then you get to know some of the new people.
Yes.
Which is good.
That's right. There's. The people who are working on this Heritage Council, many of them are new.
Yeah.
Quite new.
And it's good to, because the town has never been it's cricky.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's some, I don't speak to that person and like that, which isn't good.
No.
I don't like
But you can get that way in a small place. That's true.
And, maybe it won't be so bad now with new people coming in, maybe be more friendly.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. It helps to have a project to work on.
That's right.
Yes.
Makes it much better.
Yeah. Now they're starting to work on the bicentennial, 200 years. You know,
oh, yeah.
That's coming up in 1999. And so they'll be doing different things for that.
I might not see that.
Time will tell. Yeah. Well,
that's good.
It's nice, too.
Well, I can't think of anything.
Okay. I was just going to say, if there was anything else you wanted to say, I can't think of any more questions.
Yeah. I don't know if you want to take this today and give to... When's your next meeting?
Friday.
I don't know if anything in there they're interested in, not Miss Kitchens.
Well, yes, I think they would. Yeah.
And I don't know if they want that or not. Yeah. But,
Sure. I'll take them along. Yeah. Well, I'll just look and see.
Now, Babe would probably know all those guys. But I don't know. I could pick out just a few that I do know, and that's all I could pick out. And that one there, I don't know if I'll any. Well, that's a boy. But I don't know if it's Lynn or Lil.
Uh-huh.
That's Alfred McCulloch. He looks familiar, but I can't place him. Kenneth Lynch.
Uh-huh.
Louis Garneau. Jeff Blandon.
Uh-huh.
That might be a boy, too. I don't know. I don't know. I know I showed him to Babe once, and she knew them all, but I didn't have sense enough to write it down.
Write it down, yeah.
Oh, those are pictures from, I don't know if they're dated or not, but they're lost. Some my father took.
Yes. Well, that's McKetty's restaurant sign.
Yeah. And that was when Howard bought that new fire truck.
Oh, yeah.
First ladder truck he bought.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember what it was. Mm-hmm. That is, Hurst.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now, this is a caved-in... It says Heath or...
Heath's Garage.
Heath's Garage.
That's, was across from Bernardi's store.
Oh.
That's when, wintertime, the snow...
Yes, but I thought it was Clark.
Huh?
I thought it was Clark. Bill Clark.
Well, he owned it before Bill Clark.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Same. Yeah, I remember that it did collapse.
Yeah.
Oh, the ride up Mount Agassiz. It's the dedication of it.
The big ride somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, I remember this because I was living there. Yeah. I was living in Bethlehem at that time.
That's when the roof went down.
Yes. Yes. Oh, this was tearing down the Cascades Hotel.
Which one?
The Cascades.
Oh, yeah.
To make room
that
for
was
the
post office, where the bank
is. Yeah.
Right near where the bank is.
Yeah. This is tearing down the Howard House.
Yeah.
This must be the fire at the Sinclair. Oh, ladder truck. New to town, in front of St. Sinclair Hotel.
Oh, that's when the new ladder truck came.
Yeah,
it's showing how far it went.
Oh, they were just, then that wasn't burning.
No.
It doesn't have a date, but it was not when it burned, I guess. Jefferson Street.
We had some snow there.
Yeah, I think that was to show the snow. Perry House. Very
nice. Oh, it's just to show the snow.
Yes. Oh, and this is some trees are down. That looks like the Maplehurst. What was that?
I don't know what you see.
Yeah.
That's the Sinclair. That's the annex, Sinclair Annex. And they had that big building put their rooms in there.
Oh.
And that was the same, that was across from the Sinclair, Sinclair Annex.
Oh, okay. I had it pegged in the wrong place. And this is the ride that went up Mount Agassiz.
Yeah. I think Charlie's got more pictures of that, too.
Yeah, that's another shot, I guess, of the same. Agassiz Hotel Annex roof caved in. Yeah. No, I'd forgotten about these buildings, but
I
remember that. That hotel, yeah. I don't remember about the roof, but...
Yeah, I remember that cave, too. Yeah.
What else is there?
Those are the, parade.
Oh, yes. Yes. I know what you mean. The, Bethlehem Bicentennial.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. You know, that's my daughter there.
Huh?
In the coat. That's my daughter.
That's who?
One of our daughters.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. They rode in that. They rode in that coach.
Who's with her?
Well, I don't know. I think both the. These two are our daughters. I don't know who that is. The Lions Club from...
Wouldn't have been your father.
No, he was... My father was marching in front of the parade. I don't know if it doesn't show him, I guess. But these might have been somebody from Andover.
Oh.
I don't know who that was. Now, this says it's the main street. That's when that caved in.
That was right in front of Bernardi's store.
Yes.
That caved in. I can't remember what date it was, though, but I can remember the hole, so...
this was in 1907. Turner's side of Mount Agassiz. So that must have been Turner's sugar cane.
You don't remember that?
Oh, well, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can remember going up with my dad, and we got our Christmas tree one day, and then we took our lunch, and we ate it in the sugar cane.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think they were using it to make sugar.
No, they stopped it. Years ago,
but now it just doesn't say what that is. Oh, wait a minute, 1934, Silver Cascade, Crawfords, New Hampshire.
Huh.
Looked to me as though they were both the same.
Did you see in the paper yesterday, day before, about that big wooden roller? Somebody saw it and they're going to try to fix it up.
No, where is that?
You get the Union?
No, I get the Caledonia Record, yeah.
I know, well, I know Bethany used to have one of those.
Yes, they did, yeah. Oh, this has got everybody's name, including yours. There's your name.
Yeah.
Oh, Avis Buckler.
Yeah.
I remember her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, did she work at your store?
Hmm?
Avis, did she work at the store?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Here's some more. Oh, this is great. It's got everybody's name.
Yeah, I got the names on those.
That's wonderful. This is this picture.
I put that in the courier one time.
You did? Yeah.
And their names are supposed to be on that, except no, they aren't.
Huh. Well, but they are here.
That little guy there, nobody knew who he was. But all the others I could name on my thing.
This one? This one?
Yeah, that little guy in there. Nobody knew who he was.
Yes, I may have saved that one. This is neat. Let's see, what else here?
Isn't it the auction Sinclair?
Yes.
Or was it the Crawford House?
Yeah, this is a Sinclair.
Yeah.
This is a Sinclair. Oh, I see. What was it? What? Oh, 1976. Was this after it had burned? No. What?
No, Sinclair didn't burn, did it? Oh, yes.
Yes, it did. I wonder.
Well, this is when they had the auction in there before it burned.
Before it burned.
Oh, yeah.
So it wasn't being run.
Huh?
It wasn't being used as a hotel then.
Oh.
Oh, there's Kay Reed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Too, isn't it?
No, it's Mrs. Frances Ordway.
Oh.
I don't
She used to live in that house across from Maplehurst.
Oh. Okay. It was a fashion show. Yeah. It's the Clydesdales.
Yeah.
They did look wonderful that day, didn't they? Oh, that's nice. Old New Hampshire. Yeah. Part of the parade.
Yeah. Most all those trippers would be on the parade.
Yes. Yes. The snowcat. Franconia. Who wrote that?
Hattie Taylor, I imagine.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's Penny's got a booklet that Hattie Taylor wrote about in Hampshire, about Bethlehem. And she took it because she said her book that she bought, the book.
Yes.
It doesn't have all the stuff that's in that paper that she wrote.
Oh.
So she said she'd bring it back a couple of days.
Yes, she told me about that. She'll bring it back. She wanted to get it copied, and she got it copied. So she'll bring it back. Oh, this was in the paper. Maybe you put it in the paper. And this is Mildred, and this is Alice.
Your father must be there too, probably.
Yeah, he's right there. Mm-hmm. And there's Helen Colby.
Too bad she can't talk to people. She could tell you some stories about Beth.
Yes.
I guess her mind isn't good.
I don't know. I guess, I really don't know. You hear so many stories, though.
I know, that's right.
She looks like she's just about going to laugh.
I don't know if that's Florence Churchill or not. I think it is. I think that's Florence. Here's Duddy.
Duddy Blandon. Yes, Duddy Blandon, yes. That's right.
That's Elizabeth Garnell.
Yeah, the clipping.
Lucy Brooks.
Lucy Brooks. Oh, you can tell who that is.
And that's the two sisters, Alice and...
Was it Marden?
No. Used to live on the road to Whitefield. Can't remember the last name.
No, not Truesdale.
Gardner. I don't know who the
boys are. That picture is in this history book here.
He's in there.
You just can't see him too well. But, I was going to look and see if I could find a picture. Yeah, I can turn this off.
That doggy in the window. Protect him and scare them away with one bite.